Welcome to video number 5. This is how to find related hashtags to the main hashtag keyword. So you know how I talked briefly about this in the previous video, and I showed you that there was a specific website that allowed you to see a 24-hour graph so that you kind of could see the day-to-day lifestyle of your audience. But then when we tried to find related hashtags, it wanted you to upgrade. Well, this specific website allows you to do it for free, and this is an amazing tool. I think you're going to be blown away. So if you take a closer look here, the site is called hashtagify.me. And if you go to this website, you'll be able to see related hashtags. You'll also be able to see top influencers, usage patterns, and in-depth intelligence. But right now, we're primarily interested in related hashtags. Now, this is really, really amazing because you can see the inner thoughts of the conversation. So as you know, a conversation has more than one word, but generally speaking, it has a main theme. But with this tool, it allows you to see the main theme plus all the keywords that are associated with that theme in analyzing all these other tweets. So let's stick with the theme that we talked about earlier, which was doggy cake, and let's take a look at the conversation. So what I need to do is put a hashtag doggy cake and see what we get. So what this does is it analyzes a bunch of tweets. It takes the top tweets and it says, okay, doggy cake somehow is related to doggy birthday and celebration. So obviously, as real human beings, we know that to be true, right? We know generally somebody gets a doggy cake for some sort of celebration, most likely a doggy birthday. Unfortunately, that's something that we as dog owners do. We get stuff for our dogs, especially if they are kind of like our kids. But you can see the conversation going on here. So maybe within doggy cake, I can use doggy birthday and doggy celebration so that people in that niche know that, hey, this guy knows our jargon. So obviously this is pretty obvious, but you know what I'm saying? If you go dig deeper into some sort of other tweets, other niches, you're going to have your own jargon. So let's dig in. Let's say something like WordPress theme and see what we get. So WordPress theme, obviously that's going to be different themes, different designs. So we can see that WordPress is in the conversation. Themes is the conversation. These are different types of themes, responsive themes, Photoshop, which is part of the process of getting the theme created to get sliced and diced, if you're familiar with that. Responsive meaning mobile friendly. So if you put your mouse over it, you can actually see the hashtag itself, the popularity, and the correlation from the main root word. So this is 19% similar to this word. This is 7.1% similar to this word in analyzing the top recent tweets. So this graph and data right here is actually taken from a bunch of tweets, and it analyzes it, and then it comes to that conclusion. So that's that, and as you can see, very, very powerful. It allows you to figure out what's going on. So you can use this as a brainstorming tool, but also you can use this as a tool to jot these words down and then make sure that you're talking about it too. So this is an idea of what people are talking about. Maybe if you have expertise in this niche, you can jump in and talk about different hashtags here and related hashtags.